back to the bottom does Tyler Reddick. He moves Larson up the banking. They're back at it on the back straightaway.
Side by side for fourth, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson. That allows the front three to scamper away. But it's not only Reddick and Larson racing for fourth. William Byron right there trying to make that a three-driver battle.
Carson Hocevar is in that mix. Denny Hamlin and Alex Bowman are in that mix. Top three go nose to tail. The good battle right now, Dave Moody's from fourth on back.
It is indeed. It's a three-man battle for fourth. Larson's got it. Reddick trying to go to the outside. Larson squeezes him out of that hole. Down low, William Byron with the real estate.
Closer to the front, Chase Elliott changes lanes. He goes to the top of the racetrack in turn two. He'll power around Christopher Bell. Put Chase Elliott in the runner-up spot.
He does and makes a nice job by crowding Christopher Bell to the bottom of the racetrack. That will disable Bell trying to get the momentum built back up. Nice piece of defensive driving by Chase Elliott, but Bell stays in his tire tracks.
Denny Hamlin, Carson Hocevar having a pretty good race back there for seventh and eighth place. Denny has made his way to the high side, powdered his way around Hocevar, moved Denny back to P7.
Denny will be able to complete that pass. Carson Hocevar with company now, trying to get his sea legs back under him after he bobbled a tad coming out of two. That allows Alex Bowman to the inside and take a spot away.
Lap after lap, we continue to talk about those running in the top 10. Let's give you a quick look at the leaderboard. Lap 198 with 68 to go. Ryan Blaney leading over Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, and now William Byron. That's three Hendrick Chevrolets in the top five. Tyler Reddick goes sixth. Denny Hamlin seventh. That other Hendrick Chevrolet is eighth. Alex Bowman, as he got by Carson Hocevar last lap. Hocevar ninth in front of A.J. Allmendinger.
Michael McDowell is 11th, Josh Berry 12th, and Brad Keselowski 13th. Ryan Preece is 14th, Chase Briscoe 15th. Martin Truex Jr. is 16th. Chris Buescher is in 17th, Noah Gregson 18th, Bubba Wallace 19th, and Daniel Suarez is 20th.
21st is Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 22nd Joey Logano, Austin Dillon 23rd, Harrison Burton 24th, John Hunter Nemechek 25th, Zane Smith 26th, 27th is Kyle Busch, 28th is Ross Chastain, Daniel Hemric 29th, and Todd Gilliland is 30th.
31st is Austin Cindric, 32nd is Eric Jones, 33rd Corey LaJoie, Kaz Grala is 34th, Justin Haley 35th, Haley is the first car a lap down, 36th is J.J. Yaley, 37th is Ty Gibbs, 38th is Chad Fincham.
And with 67 laps to go, your 2023 NASCAR reigning series champion is showing the way over Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
The NASCAR Cup Series is putting on a show here this afternoon. Homestead Miami Speedway, the Straight Talk Wireless 400, live on the Motor Racing Network. Jeff Striegel, Alex Hayden, Todd Gordon, we're topside. Dave Moody and Mike Bagley are in the turns. Steve Post and Jason Toy are on pit road. It's been a great show. We've had a record number of lead changes now at 27. Ryan Blaney right now showing the way over a side-by-side battle for second between Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. Christopher Bell is right there. So is Tyler Reddick. That is your top five with 64 laps remaining.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
at the moment, and I'm sure it will change, Ryan Blaney has about the biggest lead we have seen all day since Tyler Reddick led very early here this afternoon. Blaney trying to just run away from Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson. You've got Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick. They continue to battle for fourth and fifth. 62 laps remain from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Was it that long ago? And Alex Hayden was taking you through the way the seven drivers trying to get to the final four, the championship four at Phoenix, with Chase Elliott leading the race he was in. Chase Elliott right now second. And he's out, and he's out by a long shot, down 43. That's how quickly things can change. Obviously, if it ended right now, it would be Logano and Ryan Blaney, a couple of Team Penske cars that would race for a championship, and after that, it's just a scramble.
Yeah, it is, but we still have 60 laps to go in this race.
Long way to go.
As they say, you don't take the caps to victory lane just yet. So a lot of racing, and quite frankly, Todd Gordon, another pit stop, minimum one still to be made. When do you anticipate that taking place?
If it goes green, it'll be one pit stop left. If there's a caution, it'll be any caution. They'll put tires on. I would say that this one, if you did the math, you would say 40 to go, splitting it in half. So maybe 46, 47, the way these crew chiefs are being aggressive, could be that range to come to pit road with 46 or 7 to go.
Right now we've run 20 laps under the green flag. The green flag runs here this afternoon, Alex Hayden, have been 30, 32, 35 under the green before we see the green flag stops. Obviously, what Todd's saying is we may leave them out there a little bit longer, and we know what happens then.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. The leaderboard begins to shuffle up. The pit crews have their opportunity to shine to try to help their team win a race, but it's also a potential danger zone. You could have yourself a pit road penalty or a hiccup on the pit lane, kind of like Tyler Reddick had. Tyler Reddick, by winning the pole position, picked the best pit box on the pit lane, which is the last box before exiting back to the racetrack. But when you look at their caution flag stops today, they've had four pit stops under the yellow flag. Combined, they have given up eight positions in those four caution flag stops.
Well, right now, Tyler Reddick is in position number five. Tyler Reddick is below the cut line, posted by 23 with 56 laps to go. Do they have something up their sleeve that could take Tyler back to the top?
Well, they've got a decent race car. The race car's been good, but you guys documenting the struggles on pit road. And had a conversation this morning with Chris Gabehart, crew chief for Denny Hamlin. I asked him, I said, you know, in this playoff, it doesn't seem like you guys have had just brute raw speed. And he said, well, when you look at the two tracks where we're best at, Kansas and Las Vegas, we had brute speed and we had problems on pit road. So it is all about execution on pit road. Gabehart said we need to have that same speed and we need to be flawless on pit road. Back to Tyler Reddick. He's had that good speed, but as you just documented, they've lost a few spots on pit road. And with this cast of characters at the front, all the playoff drivers running in the top five, top seven spots, you can't give up anything on the racetrack or down here on pit road.
So With 55 laps to go, Ryan Blaney continues to show the way. Let's give you an idea what some of the keys to winning today's race are from this point out, and it's presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Todd Gordon?
Yeah, I'd say that there's two pieces that stand out to me. Execute this green flag pit stop that we're going to get in the next probably 10 laps. You've got to execute this from every facet, from the driver making the transition, coming off the racetrack to pit road, maximizing the time you get there without getting a speeding penalty, having a clean pit stop, and the crew chief sitting on top of the box thinking about what they need to make for adjustments to make this longer run we're going to have and a green flag fire off.
Right now we have three former series champions going 1-2-3 over four other drivers that could possibly race for a championship. It's Blaney, Elliott, and Larson leading over Bell, Reddick, Hamlin, and Byron. That is your top seven with 52 laps to go.
Just like a pit crew helps a driver reach victory lane, Ally helps you reach your financial goals. Ally has tools like savings buckets to keep your savings on track and savings boosters to put a little extra gas in your tank. Visit Ally.com to learn more about how you can grow your money fast. Savings buckets and boosters are features of the Ally Bank savings account. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle nine. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win.
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with straight savings. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight savings plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Green flag stops are coming up next. We've got 50 laps to go from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1 Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Stops, and right now there is no time to make a mistake on the track or on pit road. Let's go to Steve Post.
Now Ryan Preece is in, going to be four tires. Sinopa Racing Fuel. A lap or two ago, we had Brad Keselowski in getting pit service, and all of the front runners, the crews are up on their pit walls waiting for the drivers to come in. Jason Toy.
That's handful of green flag glass. We've seen William Byron lead the brigade down the pit lane. This time he comes a couple of laps later. Four tires, Sunoco fuel for William Byron. Pops it sideways. Coming out of the pit stall at lap 219.
Here comes Chase Elliott. Here comes Kyle Larson. Both of those drivers come in. Let's follow Kyle Larson to his box.
45 miles per hour. Larson will pit a couple of stalls ahead of Chase Elliott. Elliott happy with the fire up of the race car. Four tires and Oco fuel. The crew from Kyle Larson, they have worked tirelessly to get that car corrected. Complete work on the right. Chase Elliott is down and away. Kyle Larson finishing up work left. left side. He'll trail his teammate off the pit lane.
And now we expect to see the leader, Ryan Blaney, come off the banking in turn number four. He does. He is headed to pit road. This stop will be coming on lap 221 with 46 to go. Steve, it's been a great day for Ryan Blaney. All they want to do now is close it out.
They do. They work around the pitting car of Ross Chastain, and Blaney hooks the left right into his pit box right on the signboard. Right side tires going on that race car. A couple of pit boxes in front of them. Christopher Bell is in. We'll see how they cycle out. Left side work is done on the Blaney car. Blaney grabs a gear. He's down and away. Christopher Bell, a chassis adjustment as well as they tried to dial up the Toyota. Christopher Bell down and away with his pit service.
So we continue under the green. Tyler Reddick has now gone to the top of the leaderboard. Denny Hamlin second. Alex Bowman is third. However, we do still expect those drivers to have to come in and make their pit stops. Keeping an eye on Ryan Blaney and where he blends back onto the racetrack out there compared to the competition. Remember, Blaney was the race leader by a full second when this cycle started.
Yeah, right now he is racing side by side with Kyle Larson and right behind Chase Elliott. Here they come off of turn number four. Is this the battle for the lead? Not at all, but it is a very important battle, Dave, as we close in on the end of this race.
They were running right together prior to the green flag. Pit stops, they've all emerged off pit road right together as well. Elliott, a car length over Blaney, three more, back to Larson.
Good pit work for these drivers that we're talking about right now. Ryan Blaney has turned the wick up on Chase Elliott. There's Blaney to the inside of Elliott off the end of the backstretch.
As we look at it, Elliott and Blaney, along with Kyle Larson, are the last three cars on the lead lap. William Byron is a lap down. Christopher Bell also a lap down. They are hoping that there's not going to be any sort of caution flag, and everybody else will cycle through this green flag sequence.
We see Carson Hocevar on pit road. He has been top 10 all day long. Right behind him, A.J. Allmendinger. He was running 10th, and now A.J. is making a stop.
Worldwide Express Group, blue and white Chevrolet along the race car for A.J. Allmendinger. Been a pretty decent afternoon running mid-pack. Sunoco Fuel is in on the left side for A.J. Allmendinger. Down to the way, Steve Post.
Been a great day for Carson Hocevar. Luke Lambert, the crew chief on this car right now. One more pit stop to maintain a spot in the top 10. Looks good on the right side. Quickly around to the left side of the Hocevar car. Left side work is done. Looks solid to me. Carson Hocevar down and away. His pit stop here on lap number 225.
Jason Toy mentioned A.J. Allmendinger. Jeff, you mentioned he was inside the top 10. Not a shock here in the Cup Series at Homestead. He's got five top 10 finishes here at Homestead. Most of any mile and a half track we race on. As a matter of fact, the last two races here at Homestead in the Cup car, Allmendinger's finished in the top five.
Yeah, he's always been good here, and he's also very good at Phoenix, where he will race for a championship at the NASCAR Xfinity Series level. Todd, you and I were talking about him. He's going to be a factor at that level when he gets there, and right now he's just trying to have a good, solid top 10 run at the Cup level.
Yeah, definitely looking at that, looking to continue to put laps together, to put a notebook together for his program next year as he goes Cup racing for College Racing.
Tyler Reddick is the race leader. Denny Hamlin is second. As a matter of fact, the top 10 all have yet to make their final potential pit stop. Ryan Blaney, the first driver who has done so, is 25 seconds behind. So, Todd Gordon, what is the strategy thinking for Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin at this point?
Well, I would expect them like right now, because this would have been the 50-50, splitting it right in half. And that's what we saw Denny Hamlin do in stage two and ended up going to the stage two victory. I would expect them in the next lap or two to be on pit road. We'll see where they play out here.
J.J. Yaley off the pace very slowly down the back straightaway, but he will indeed make it to the access road. McDowell pits. He's done. Waiting on Reddick. Waiting on Hamlin. Obviously, this is a strategy call. They've got to figure out how to get to victory lane. They obviously had cars that could tend at the front, that could contend and did contend at the front of the field, but they're playing a gamble right now. Will it pay off? Will it not? We expect to see Denny Hamlin on pit road shortly.
Yeah, we will, as he dives for the bottom of the racetrack in turn number three. Still some 12 car lengths behind Reddick. As a matter of fact, Hamlin will stab the brakes and downshift. Denny Hamlin will bring that seafoam green painted Mavis tire Toyota to the pit lane. Hamlin at 45 miles per hour will make his way down where Steve Post is awaiting.
Yes, and we will see what happens with the Chris Gabehart's crew chief shoes that they need to execute, and it is time to do it now. I think they wanted to pit a lap or two ago, but we had Josh Palicki's car sitting on pit road, and they were afraid we might get a caution. Here's the crew around to the right side. Right side work is done. Quickly around to the left side. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Looks like a good one. Denny Hamlin is down and away here with his pit stop.
37 to go. Now waiting on Tyler Reddick. How long will they wait? Obviously, once they get those new tires, they're going to look like rocket ships. But will they be able to run down those that pitted before them? By the way, going back, real quick update, Ryan Blaney has gotten by Chase Elliott. Blaney right now is fifth. When all the others pit, Blaney will be the leader in front of Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, although Chase Briscoe actually now is showing up in between there. We'll reset that once it happens, but right now we're waiting on Tyler Reddick. How long does he stay out, Alex?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. They came into the race below the cut line on the playoff board. This is a big, big gamble right now. They're hoping for a caution flag. As we run, there's only six cars on the lead lap. Should there be a caution flag, certainly most everybody's going to have to put tires on. One car will get a free pass. Everybody else still needs to put tires on. This could really jumble things up.
And if you look at it, if you're Billy Scott sitting on the box for Tyler Reddick, you feel like you haven't quite been a race-winning car all day long, you're going to take this gamble. Let this run longer. You've got a long window here that you could go. If a caution came out, it puts you in control.
It would change the complexion of this race dramatically, but that is only if a caution flag was to fly. We're down to 34 to go. It is Tyler Reddick, the only one now that has yet to come to pit road to make what could be his final stop. After that, it's Blaney, Elliott, Larson, Bell, and Byron. Briscoe had shown up inside that top 10. However, we needed to wait for that to cycle around. So right now, all eyes on Tyler Reddick. When does he come to pit road? Does the gamble pay off for him? Once he comes to pit road, it'll be Ryan Blaney back out front over Chase Elliott.
Tyler Reddick right now in the middle of the back straightaway in a lot of traffic.
He is in a swarm of traffic. He comes to the entrance of turn three. He's at the top of the racetrack. He's been able to emerge from some of that traffic, but he's got more in front of him.
So we'll just keep an eye on Reddick. He is in front of Blaney by 20 seconds. But again, he's got to come to pit road. That's going to take a whole lot longer than 20 seconds. Blaney in front of Elliott by about a second, then Larson, then Bell, then Byron. This is a gamble that if you win it, you may race for a championship. If you lose it, you're going to put yourself in a must-win situation when we get to Martinsville in a week.
But it's worth the gamble, especially when they came into the race below the cut line, and they've gone six consecutive races coming into today, finishing outside of the top 10. So this is a team that was desperate to try to get Lady Luck to smile on them. Dave, I'm not sure what they've done to make her mad, but right now Reddick's trying to make it happen.
Yeah, and it's a very interesting situation, Alex, because Reddick running up front as he is right now, despite the fact that he's one of the slower cars on the racetrack, Mike Bagley, due to those older tires.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick and his crew have pushed the chips all in right now, but they need a caution flag for all this to work. They continue to ride the wall, hoping for that caution flag and hoping that it comes soon.
This is a driver and a team that has not had a top 10 finish in the last six races. You want to be red hot right now. They have not been red hot, but they're at the front of the field right now, Dave, just trying to figure out a way to win it.
They were so good coming into the playoffs, winning the regular season championship, had all the momentum in the world, and then just had the bottom fall out in the last few weeks.
Tyler Reddick now continuing to race his way down the back straightaway. He comes off the end of the back straightaway up against the wall. Ty Gibbs in front of him. A lot of other cars in front of him as well.
The machines with the fresher tires are unlapping themselves. Bowman's just done it. That gives us 14 cars now on the lead lap. With 30 laps to go, Tyler Reddick still needs to make a pit stop, but he's still the race leader.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with Geico, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak. Chase Elliott running in the fourth spot at the moment. That may change. Christopher Bell is now to the inside of Chase Elliott coming off turn four. Christopher Bell trying to take that spot away from Elliott with 28 laps to go. Tyler Reddick, the race leader, with an impending pit stop still to be made. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
26 laps to go. Tyler Reddick is the leader by 12 seconds, but Mike Bagley, what could be the race for the wins, headed to turn three.
Kyle Larson is plowing down Ryan Blaney. He was seconds behind. He is now car lengths behind. Put a bit four apart off the turn.
Right now, this battle for second is 12 seconds behind Tyler Reddick. Ryan Blaney across the line. Kyle Larson now beginning to reel him in.
The hot knife through butter is Kyle Larson. Slicing in through the deficit, trying to reel in the leader off turn number two and three car lengths.
Both drivers have taken their cars all the way to the outside wall, coming out of two. Here they are, the entrance of three. Again, they climb the wall. This time, Blaney, four. Oh, Larson's in the fence. He clips the right rear, and that'll cost him three car lengths.
So he'll regroup and challenge again. After giving up that real estate, Blaney, though, Dave, has some traffic he's going to have to deal with.
He's going to have to deal with the Joey Logano machine running by the racetrack. Daniel Hemric as well. Kyle Larson now, after at least his third bout with the outside wall, still running in second.
So that was music to Ryan Blaney's ears right there, because that's going to give him a little more real estate to work with. Even though he clipped the wall the last time through, Larson's there again up against the safer barrier.
23 to go. Reddick stays on the racetrack. How much abuse can that Chevrolet of Kyle Larson's take before it just gives up? Right now he's third. He's got to reel back in Blaney, though, Dave, and that's going to be it's going to take a lap or two.
Well, he's doing exactly that, though. He is absolutely by sight the quicker car of the two. Blaney now, just now, dealing with Logano.
While we've been focusing on that, there's a great battle behind them between Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott. They almost make contact. They've been side by side the last few laps. Elliott now, finally, will get the advantage.
Mike, you're spot on. It has been fierce and has had contact over the last lap or so. For the moment, Chase Elliott will keep Christopher Bell at bay. All the while, Tyler Reddick's lead has dwindled to 8.5 seconds. Ryan Blaney able to get away from Kyle Larson after Larson touches the fence. Down to 21 laps to go this time by.
People are driving by Tyler Reddick, the race leader, as though he is tied to a stump. He is easily one of, if not the slowest car on the racetrack, just trying to milk the fuel as far as he can possibly do it. He last pitted on lap 188. We're down to 20 to go next time by. How long can he stay on the track?
Well, as long as he can right now. I think they have made their bed. He and crew chief Billy Scott, Todd just basically nods in agreement. They've made their bed. They got to sleep in it now.
Yeah, they have. They're down this path, and they're going to run it as long as they can. I feel like they've got less than 10 laps of fuel left in the car. They're hoping for a caution to fly in this 10-lap window here.
If a caution was to fly before he pits, this gamble, they will look like short-term heroes. They'll be able to pit with everybody else and pit among the front-running cars, whether he be first, second, or third. If he can do that, then you're going to put that right back in the hands of the driver, and in the driver's seat is Tyler Reddick.
And the other piece about that, if we got a caution here in the next two or three laps, there's 7-8 lap cars that are between him and the second-place runner of Ryan Blaney. That gives him separation coming to pit road. The pit crew won't have all the pressure on them. They'll have a little spare room to be able to have a normal pit stop and maintain the lead.
And for the record, as we run with 19 to go, we're up to 21 cars now on the lead lap. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the final car on the lead lap.
But it has been a very, very clean race. I know some people are going to say, don't say that, you're going to jinx it. But we have had a very clean race. Only 5 caution flags to this particular point. 18 to go. It's Reddick, Blaney, Larson, Elliott, and Bell. Chase and Christopher continue to battle for position number 4. This thing is beginning to wind itself down very quickly.
It is. The battle for second beginning to tighten up again. Kyle Larson is running Ryan Blaney back down as they head off to turn 1.
Here they come into turn 1. The gap is 3 car lengths. Now it's 2. Now it's 1. Larson slides up. He's right on the back bumper of Ryan Blaney.
This could be the battle for the win whenever Tyler Reddick decides to come to pit road. For right now, Blaney is in the catbird seat. He's got a 3-car length advantage over Larson, but after hitting the wall several laps ago, looks like Larson is standing a bit taller in the saddle.
And I guess if you're looking at what driver is going to run harder than the other, Blaney is in a virtual must-win situation. He's not mathematically out of it, but he is certainly in a situation where he's in a must-win situation. Further back, 3 wide, Denny Hamlin on the bottom in 1.
Hamlin has reeled in Christopher Bell and Chase Elliott, and he dusts them both off with a great move to the bottom in turn number 1.
That manifested itself out of turn 4 the last time. Elliott and Bell got tangled up, and that allowed Denny Hamlin the whole shot to the bottom of the racetrack he needed to grab the spot, and now Hamlin pulls away for the both of them as Byron will try to close in as well.
Down to 16 laps to go. Tyler Reddick, we look at the pit box. The tires are out on the pit lane. Reddick may be coming to pit lane next time by. The race leader exits turn 2, heads for the backstretch.
Here is Tyler Reddick. If he's trying to get to the bottom of the racetrack, he can't do it because he's got a car to his left elbow. And for the first time in a long time, Tyler Reddick will use the low lane coming into 3. He'll wash the car up the banking. He's on the brakes. He's coming to the pits.
15 laps to go. Tyler Reddick will give up the race lead. We stay under the green flag. And Steve Post, it was a gamble, but it may not pay off this time.
We just have to see how it plays out here now. Billy Scott, the crew chief, ran Tyler Reddick as far as he could. Here he comes down pit wall. Team owner Michael Jordan sitting right on pit wall, right as the car comes into a stop. Here he is coming in to his pit box. Crew around to the right side. They don't need a lot of fuel. They're just going to put as much fuel in as what they need to get to the end of the race. Left side tires are off this automobile now. Left side tires are on. Tyler Reddick is down and away, and we'll see now how he's
of the race. Lead between Blaney and Larson heads to one.
It's a difference of maybe four car lengths in turn number one. Ryan Blaney running 2 feet off the wall. Kyle Larson running 2 inches off the wall.
And Tyler Reddick merges off the pit road side by side with Ryan Blaney. Blaney will pass him. Now Larson trying to do the same. Tyler Reddick is alongside of Ryan Blaney.
He had gone a lap down. He will unlap himself. So he's at the tail end of the lead lap for Tyler Reddick. Meanwhile, right behind him, Ryan Blaney across the line. 3 car lengths over Kyle Larson.
For Tyler Reddick, who's been getting dusted off by everybody on those older tires, now he is Superman, pulling away immediately from the leaders, but he's got a lot of real estate to make up.
Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson racing for the lead. They have lap traffic around them. Here they come off the end of the back straightaway. Oh, Larson's going to wedge it right in the middle of Austin Dillon. Larson will spin to the bottom of the racetrack. Contact was made. Larson tried to go 3 wide, and he'll spin that HendrickCars.com Chevy to the bottom of turn 4.
What a move by Kyle Larson that did not pay off. All the while, Tyler Reddick and Billy Scott are sick to their stomach. The caution flag they were hoping for came just 2 laps after they made their pit stop. Back to Mike Bagley.
It was an amazing move for Kyle Larson that started with the best of intentions, but trying to wedge himself between Blaney, who was on the bottom, the lap traffic up against the outside wall. It was a mess for Kyle Larson. It went south in a heartbeat. He spun that car to the bottom. Nobody else involved. Didn't hit the wall. But Kyle Larson tried to make the move happen, and it just did not work.
Now, for Tyler Reddick, what does this mean? He's got brand new tires on that race car. They've run a lap or two, and more than likely, we'll see everybody else come to pit road. Stay with us. This thing is far from over.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
One last exhale.
Fitting, isn't it? The final shot at the Championship Four comes down to a track that's been here from day one.
Their last short track challenge of the season.
Martinsville. Close quarters, tight corners, and a fan experience that brings you so close to the action, all of the mayhem will be right at your fingertips. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Martinsville Speedway, November 1st through the 3rd. Get your tickets now at martinsvillespeedway.com.
Welcome back to Homestead Miami Speedway. If you want NASCAR drama, you've got it. As we have pit road opening up next time by for Kyle Larson. He started at the front, went to the back, rallied back up the leaderboard and was battling for the lead. And then he spun in turn number 4. And now he's going all the way to the back. What about Tyler Reddick? That caution flag came a lap and a half too late, or did it? Because now he's on brand new tires. We cannot imagine that he would pit. He may be the driver that could possibly lead the field to the green flag. Here comes Ryan Blaney. Pit road is open. Right behind him, Denny Hamlin. He becomes a factor now. And Bell and Byron and others. Pit road is open, Jason, and here they come.
45 miles per hour. When that happened, Cliff Daniels cued the mic, told his driver, great job, little man, on the save. We got a fresh set of Goodyear Racing Eagles down here for you. They're bringing him down the pit lane. He's going to hit the mark. Going to work on the right side. Tear off coming off the windshield. A little bit of Sunoco fuel going in. Work done on the right. They'll swing around to the left for Kyle Larson, trying to make up the ground. Further behind them, it's William Byron. It's Chase Elliott. Problems in the right rear for Kyle Larson. See both.
Down this end of pit road, Ryan Blaney was the first one to hit his marks, and Ryan Blaney's going to be the first off from pit road. Blaney off from pit road. Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman, William Byron, Christopher Bell goes out next. as they all come in, it's four tires and just a little bit of Sunoco racing fuel, but four tires for everybody. Ryan Blaney's team circulates him off from pit road. The question we'll watch now is to see if any cars stayed out that might be a little buffer between Tyler Reddick and Ryan Blaney.
Yeah, that will be the golden question, because Reddick did indeed stay on the racetrack, and the answer to that question, Steve, is no. Reddick will have Blaney on the back bumper. They'll be potentially side-by-side once they get the opportunity to choose. Jason Toy nailed the pit stop call for Kyle Larson. The hiccup on the left rear cost him six positions. Larson comes off pit lane in the ninth spot with Reddick staying on the track. Larson will be 10th. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net, and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back here at Homestead Miami Speedway, as we're down to eight laps to go. We look down to Joey Aycock on top of the flag stand. He'll give us the one-to-go signal this time by. There is a whole mess of race cars that were a lap down that are taking the wave around right now, just simply trying to improve their position in the final closing laps.
All right, so I think you got a crystal ball there, right, Alex? Why run the final eight laps when you can tell us how this thing's going to play out?
No clue. That's why myself, you, all of us, and all the race fans here at the Homestead Miami Speedway are all standing up. We're just now getting the one to go, and nobody is sitting down here in this big grandstand jam-packed full of race fans. Time to choose what lane to restart in. Tyler Reddick does what?
Goes to the outside. Tyler Reddick is going to restart outside row one. Ryan Blaney will restart inside row one. Row two, Elliott on the inside, Hamlin on the outside. Row three, teammates Byron and Bowman, with Byron on the inside. Surprise you at all that
Blaney went to the top on the last restart and won from there.
All right, there you go.
So I feel like, and Tyler's not one that's really a bottom feeder. We don't think about Tyler Reddick as being the guy that wraps the bottom. I feel like the guy that rolls momentum. He's got a little heat in his tires. I think he went to the place that he felt like he can be successful getting off of two. If he doesn't get cleared into one, the momentum up top, I think, will help him off of two.
And I think Dave Moody is poised and ready to go, because in the middle of turns one and two, when everybody dives for the corner and starts to drift up, that may be the trouble spot, Jeff, once they get down there. Well, we're getting closer and closer to getting this thing back under green.
Boy, as we take a look at this crowd, there is nobody sitting down. Why would they? Nobody is going to give an inch. If you're going to race for a championship at Phoenix, this is your opportunity. You've got to seize it right now. Reddick, Blaney, Hamlin, and Elliott. Those are the four drivers below the cut line. And they go one, two, three, four as we go back to green.
Hitting the Geico restart zone. Green flag goes back in the air. Here we go. Denny Hamlin shoves Tyler Reddick to the lead, but Ryan Blaney has to go to the bottom to play defense.
Last call for alcohol at Homestead Miami, and they're three wide going into turn number one. Reddick in the middle, around the outside. Denny Hamlin takes the lead three wide.
And they are three wide with Ryan Blaney up the gut. Side by side behind them, Chase Elliott making a move. They're three and four wide. Further back, Denny Hamlin, new leader, all four.
Six laps to go here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Denny Hamlin, Toyota out front. Ryan Blaney in the Ford. Chase Elliott in the Chevrolet. Not done. Here comes Blaney.
Denny Hamlin running for his life, but Ryan Blaney's got him queued up in the inside lane. drifts up all the way to the wall. He tries to put the pin on Hamlin there side by side.
Hamlin basically scraping the right side of his race car, keeping the lead, keeping Ryan Blaney in the rearview mirror. Here's Blaney to the bottom of turn number three. Hamlin goes all the way to the fence.
Five laps to go this time by Hamlin, the leader on the outside lane. Ryan Blaney will recoil a half car length in arrears. Tyler Reddick on the rebound. He's back to third.
Reddick up to the number three spot, about a half a car length off Ryan Blaney. Denny Hamlin trying to get away. It's up to three, maybe.
Ryan Blaney doing a deep inhale, collecting himself for perhaps one final shot at the win. Hamlin leads by three. Hamlin to the wall. Blaney to the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott looking to the inside of Reddick for third.
Three-time winner Denny Hamlin at the front of the field. Ryan Blaney trying to get by him one more time. Reddick goes third, side by side for fourth with four laps to go.
Here they come into turn number one. Everybody single file for the moment. Hamlin's going to want to groove off the bottom of the racetrack. Two car lengths up over Blaney. Two more back to Reddick.
Denny Hamlin running for his life right now. He's got a three-car length advantage over Ryan Blaney. This is the battle for the lead. Behind them, Christopher Bell now to the bottom of Reddick for third.
Good racing. You can't hold anything back. Down to three laps to go this time by. Blaney gets a great run off turn number four. Closest he's been in the last couple of laps. But here comes Tyler Reddick.
Reddick is not done yet. He takes it all the way to the safer barrier. Pulls up on the back bumper of Blaney. Blaney moves up the block. Denny Hamlin gets away by three.
Tyler Reddick on Ryan Blaney's back bumper in the battle for second. Now the separation for the lead. Two car lengths. Here's Blaney. He doesn't go to the bottom. He'll go right down the middle of the racetrack as Hamlin goes to the wall.
Top three running right together. Two laps to go. Blaney dials up the low lane. It won't work. Not this time. Hamlin leads him across the line. Separation one car length back to Blaney. One more back to Tyler Reddick.
Right down the middle goes Denny Hamlin into turn number one. Blaney takes it all the way to the basement. He's going to try and pull even off the top of turn number two.
Here comes Ryan Blaney. He's there. He's on the inside of Hamlin. They are side by side. Hamlin tries to crowd him. Blaney again down the middle of the racetrack. Ryan Blaney takes the lead from Hamlin.
Slides up, puts the block on Denny Hamlin. Hamlin tries the crossover off turn number four. White flag is in the air. A mile and a half. Somebody looking to race in the championship four. Blaney leads to the corner.
Final time into turn number one. He's going to run a groove off the bottom. Down low, Tyler Reddick making a run for second. Denny Hamlin looking for momentum off the top. Final time to the back stretch.
Tyler Reddick will clear Denny Hamlin. Tyler Reddick is on Ryan Blaney's back bumper. Final time off the end of the back straightaway. Here comes Reddick to the top of the racetrack. Blaney right down the middle. Side by side for the win.
Side by side. Here they come off of turn number four. Checkered flag is in the air around the outside. And scoring the win is Tyler Reddick. What a move off four up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back and scores the win over Ryan Blaney and Denny Hamlin. What a move. What a win by Tyler Reddick. Let's go to pit road.
Tyler Reddick's crew down here celebrating. Billy Scott, the crew chief, Michael Jordan down here. Everybody celebrating on pit wall. Tyler Reddick, they had the strategy that didn't go the way they wanted it to, but they had the car that was fast at the end. Tyler Reddick gets the win here at Homestead, Miami.
Ryan Blaney going to turn three had a choice to make on what lane he thought Reddick would take. Blaney went to the middle of the track. Reddick sailed it in up against the safer barrier. Tyler Reddick will race for a championship in 2024. He will join Joey Logano in the championship four.
And he is going to burn this Toyota to the ground. And why not? What a move off four. Tyler Reddick with the win here this afternoon at the Homestead Miami Speedway. Tyler Reddick is celebrating his win this afternoon, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak like Tyler Reddick. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner, straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch, she's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
28-year-old driver from Corning, California, standing on the roof of his Toyota, will have the opportunity to do something he's never done before, and that is race for a championship. He'll do that in a couple of weeks in Phoenix, Arizona at the Phoenix Raceway. He's made it to the round of eight. He's never made it out before until right now.
And you have to give him all the credit in the world. The team struggled a bit on the pit lane, but he really made a late race charge. Billy Scott made the call to keep him out there as long as they did. They got the fortuitous caution as we go to pit lane to hear from Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin giving a high five over to Michael Jordan as they shake hands across the car. The owners will be running for a championship. But before we talk about the owner side of things, let's talk about the driver. Take us to the final restart and what you needed a little bit more of.
Just couldn't quite get our car to turn on the exit on that short run. And really, short run had not been our strong suit all day. And we got the track position, obviously, through that restart, and just couldn't hang on.
All right, how about the owner side of things? What do you think about this? You're running for a title.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't really speak to that. It's not the right time or place for me emotionally right now on that side, but certainly happy for those guys.
All right, Denny Hamlin dejected here, but he's able to kind of find his way. He's only 18 back, going to Martinsville, one of his good tracks.
Yeah, he's very good there. Let's remind everybody, Denny is good at Martinsville. Denny down 18. Let's go back and hear from Christopher Bell. Bell up 29. Bell fourth here this afternoon.
Fourth place finish, plus 29 on the point side of things for Christopher Bell. And no, it's not a lot going to Martinsville, but you're 29 up coming out of here. What about your afternoon today?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess come out here with a top five and get points is really good. You know, just you gotta win races in the round of eight, and we haven't done that yet. So we'll go to Martinsville, and yeah, I feel confident about where we're at. Martinsville has been a good track for us in the past, and I think we can build on that. So overall, I'm happy. I'm just disappointed because we, you know, weren't a little bit better in contending for the win. I don't know.
All right, fourth place finish for Christopher Bell.
Now let's go down to Mobile One, Victory Lane, and Steve Post.
Tyler Reddick down here getting a big hug and a kiss from the family. His dad's down here. Here comes his teammate Bubba Wallace in to give him a big high five and celebration. Oh my gosh, it is a great, great moment down here for Tyler Reddick as he is going running for the championship. Down here having a little debrief with Bubba Wallace. Bubba, another great big hug for Tyler Reddick as they are taking 23-11 in this race team into the playoffs or into the championship round. Tyler, can you describe that race to the end and where you came from at the last few laps?
Yeah, we honestly had a really fast pace Camry all day. Just, you know, it was kind of obvious it was going to be really hard. Everything was going to have to go perfect for us to get ahead of the 12 and the 9 and the 5. And yeah, we stayed out as long as we could, and I thought our day was over. And that caution came out. I still thought our day was over. Restarting up front on old tires, but man, this is just a heck of a Toyota Camry. Everyone airspeed, part of 2311, did a really good job. The engine gave me all I needed. TRD power plant got the job done for us too. So it's an all-around incredible day.
Incredible day. MJ came over. Bubba came over. Of course, your family's down here and everything. Just the emotion. How hard do these teams work and to be able to run for a championship, to be the driver to deliver that to this team? What does that mean to you?
It means the world, man. We fought so hard all year long, and we had such a really good stretch there where we were just knocking down finishes, and to be able to overcome what's been a rough playoffs and win and get in is just an incredible feeling.
Congratulations.
My voice is gone. I shouldn't yell that much.
It's all right. That's allowed. Tyler Reddick is the winner here at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Congratulations to Tyler Reddick down in Mobile 1 Victory Lane. Mobile 1, the official motor oil of NASCAR and the official motor oil of winning. Welcome to Mobile 1 Victory Lane for the love of racing.
Chase Elliott gave it a shot, led 81 laps here this afternoon, but he comes home in fifth. Let's hear from him.
Yeah, I know. And down here, Jeff, Chase obviously disappointed. You guys led some laps. You and I talked before the race. You had to make everything happen here today. Obviously didn't come up short on this one. Take us to the afternoon.
Yeah, you know, really solid car overall. We just got to the end, and it wasn't that we weren't trying to, you know, make adjustments and get better. We just never could hit that right button, you know. And when it came down to it there, everybody started pushing a little harder. I didn't have anything much more to push, especially in bad traffic, and even in some cases when I had clean air, you know, there too. So just, you know, I felt like we were way closer to those guys than we've been, so that's nice. So just got to build on all that today. It was a nice step in the right direction. I don't know when the last time we led laps was. That wasn't on some, you know, strategy thing. So, yeah, you know, had a great pace and was right there in the mix and just came up a little bit short, but I'd much rather have that than, you know, just run 15th, 20th all day and get lucky and run 5th, you know.
All right, he has a good run today. Come up short, but he's got another great track next week for Chase Elliott, who finishes up back in the 5th spot. Heading to Martinsville, and guys, we're going to slide back here. William Byron is back here, too, finished up in the 6th position, talking things over with Rudy Fugel, his crew chief. And all right, each time today coming down pit road, you guys were the first to lead the brigade down there and get out there and try to work that different strategy. So how was the car for you this afternoon?
We kind of had what we had, but really proud of the effort. We stuck around all day and worked at it. Worked our tails off and got a 6th place finish. So go to next week.
On the positive side of points, heading to Martinsville for William Byron. Steve Post.
Yeah, Kyle Larson down here standing alongside of his race car down here talking with some folks and just kind of doing a little debrief down here and kind of tell by the body language down here. Kyle, your emotions right now running for the lead and what happened? Take us through with the sequence that happened there running for the lead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just honestly, like a lot of emotions. I'm very happy and proud that I even had a chance to race for the win because our car was junk after we got the flat and wore the underbody off of it. So felt like I'd run 25th all day and then just kind of decided to carry it on my shoulders. And, yeah, drove to the front and was really good on the long runs and had a couple good restarts. And then, yeah, I mean, I was making a good run at Ryan. He was really loose. And, yeah, just, you know, I was hoping with, you know, we got to the 3 and he did nothing wrong, but I was hoping he'd see me kind of come in his mirror and maybe, you know, leave me some clean air against the wall. But he ran his lane and there was still a little bit of a gap and I was just going to try and shoot it. And yeah, it just didn't work out. So, yeah, I mean, you can, you know, think about maybe waiting, but like, who knows if I'd had another opportunity. I didn't have any chances before then, so I probably wouldn't have had another chance after that. So, yeah, just a bummer, but I'm proud of myself, and yeah, we'll just go to Martinsville and see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with it. Going to Martinsville, Kyle Larson needs to make up some ground as he's outside looking in. Jason?
Ryan Blaney sitting down here debriefing with everybody. He's grabbing himself a real quick drink of water here as he has wrapped things up here today at Homestead Miami Speedway. We talked before the race of what you needed to do to get the job done. Take us through that final restart, and what more did you need there on that final run?
I needed to come out with the lead, for sure. You know, I needed to come out for the lead, but got put 3 wide and got back to second. Took me a while to pass the 11, and yeah, just 45, just blister off in there, and was able to get to my top. I kind of surprised me. I thought I got in there hard enough, but apparently not. Just a shame.
All right, there you go. Disappointed there for Ryan Blaney as he brings it home in the runner-up spot.
All right, Jason, thank you very much. We have heard from our playoff drivers. We've heard from our race winner. And now, Alex, let's hand out an award that I think I know where it's headed.
Yeah, let's pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Todd Gordon?
Yeah, How can you not? Billy Scott made an aggressive call. They weren't in a position to win. They went as far as their fuel window could go. They got to pit road. The caution came out. They had a lap on tires, cycled them out to the lead. They put together what they needed to bring this home in victory lane.
A record number of lead changes along the way as well.
The Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance indeed goes to Tyler Reddick, Billy Scott, and that entire team. Just like Reddick and that 2311 Racing team, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Tyler Reddick is celebrating in victory lane. Tyler Reddick will race for a championship in 2 weeks. Ryan Blaney gave it a shot, comes up just shy. As a matter of fact, it was 0.2 of a second, the difference between Reddick over Blaney. Denny Hamlin was third. Christopher Bell, Chase Elliott, top five. William Byron was sixth. Alex Bowman was seventh. A.J. Allmendinger with a great run here this afternoon. He was eighth in front of Carson Hocevar with another top 10 finish. And Ryan Preece finished up the afternoon in 10th.
With Josh Berry finishing 11th, Chase Briscoe 12th, and Kyle Larson finished 13th. Michael McDowell was 14th, Chris Buescher 15th, Daniel Suarez 16th, Brad Keselowski was 17th, Bubba Wallace 18th, 19th was Noah Gregson, and 20th Todd Gilliland.
21st Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Eric Jones comes home 22nd, Martin Truex Jr. 23rd, 24th went to Harrison Burton, Austin Dillon 25th, John Hunter Nemechek 26th, 27th was Austin Cindric, Joey Logano, he'll race for a championship, this wasn't his day, that's for sure, he was 28th, Daniel Hemric 29th, and Zane Smith was 30th.
Kyle Busch was 31st, Kaz Grala 32nd, Ross Chastain was 33rd, Justin Haley 34th, Corey LaJoie 35th, Ty Gibbs was 36th, Chad Fincham 37th, and J.J. Yaley finished 38th.
And with one race to go, that's next week at Martinsville, six drivers will contend for two spots. Let's take a look at the Powerball playoff picture presented by Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
With Reddick's win today, he and Joey Logano will race for a championship in Phoenix. Right now, as we sit, Christopher Bell heads to Martinsville with a 29-point cushion. William Byron is the last one in at the moment, +7.